Gal. A. Tien's Chapter 4. Now I say that the He R, as long as he is a child, D, owes not differ in any way from a servant, though he is lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the father. Even so we, when we were children, W, err in bondage under the elements of the W, world, but when the full L, ness, S, of the time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, and beko, S, E, you are sons. God has sent forth the SP, irid of his son into your hea, R, T's, crying, Abba, Father, therefore you are no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God, through Christ. How is it then, when you did not know God, you did? S. Ervis to those who by nature are not. G. Odes. But now, after you have. K. Noun God, or rather, are known by God. How is it that you turn A.G. A. into the weak and beggarly elements T. O. which you desire again to be. In bondage? You observe days and months. A. N. D. times and years. I am afraid for you, lest I have bestowed labor, you, upon you in vain. Brothers, I urge you, be as I am, because I am, as you are, you have not injured me at all. You know how through weakness of the flesh I preached the gospel to you at the first, and my temptation way, seech was in my flesh you did know. T. Despise nor reject, but received me as an angel, messenger of God, even as Chris, T, Jesus. Where then is the blessedness you spoke of? Because I bear you record that if it, H, had been possible, you would have plucked, O, you, T, your own eyes, and have give, E, N, them to me. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the T, Ruth? They zealously affect you. But, not well, yes, they would exclude you, that you might affect, ch, e, m, but, it is, good to be, zealously affect, d, always in, a, good, thing, and, not only when I am present with, you, my little children of, whom I labor in birth pains again, until Christ is formed in you, I desire to be present with you now, and to change, my voice. How I am speaking to you, because I stand in doubt of your F-I, T-H. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Because it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a slave maid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the slave woman was born after the flesh, but he of T, he free woman, was by promise. These things are an allegory, because these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which leads to slavery, which is Hagar. Becca, you say this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and an swears to Jerusalem, which now I s and is in slavery with her childer n, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all, because it is written, rejoice, you barren who do not give, e, birth, break forth and cry, you who do not go into labor, because sh, e, desolate, has m, any more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brothers, are the children of promise, as Isaac was, but as then he who was born after the flesh, p, e, persecuted him who was born after the spirit, e, then so it is now, nevert. He, L, S. What does the scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, because the son of the slave woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brothers, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free.